Derek, where is the pod? Come on, man. The last episode came out mid-December, and we're creeping towards the end of March, and you said it would be back not too late, and now I don't know what the beep is going on. Can you give me an update, please? Is what you're saying in my head. Anyway, weird to speak in the third person, but hello, I hope you are well. And yeah, it's true. The podcast hasn't been back. Is it dead? Far from it. But I do have some explaining to do. And this is for the people that follow along with every single podcast and are really keen and wondering when it comes back. Because some of you are asking, and that surprises me because, I don't know, I do this on my own and I never know who's listening. And to get that sort of feedback is great, but also I feel like, oh gosh, the pressure. But no, the answer is quite inane and unspectacular. Is it very interesting? That's for you to decide, but allow me to explain myself. Basically, I am changing the podcast and it is going to be 100% interviews. And I want to do that because I think whilst it was fun to do my solo podcasts and think pieces, I just think it has its limits in terms of how much I can talk about, how much I can do on my own that is going to be expansive and really, really move the needle in a variety of different senses. So once I finished the podcast, I thought about it some more and I thought, that's what I want to do. So with regards to that, I reached out to a bunch of people the end of last year that I found really interesting. I want to speak to people that, in short, have a unique contribution to music. And they all said yes, which is amazing. And then, as you know, last season, Turntable Lab was my sponsor. I reached out to them. I reached out to some other people I've worked with in the past saying, hey, doing a season two, who wants to jump on board? And brilliantly, but frustratingly, those conversations have gotten quite serious in a good way in terms of who wants to partner and how, what they might want to do with me. And has led to very serious and very adult conversations that probably won't pan out for months and months and months. Don't worry, it's coming back soon. Don't worry. But those conversations meant, wow, okay, now we're in meeting rooms and now we're doing proposals and now it's more than just me and my laptop and a camera. It's people potentially investing in, being stakeholders in, and being engaged in it in a more serious way. So that's answer one for why things have slowed down, because it's getting better in terms of production value in many ways, but in order to achieve that, you gotta put on your big boy pants and have big boy conversations, which, you know, slows everything down. So hence we're speeding towards April and nothing's come out yet. Secondly, I have already conducted a couple interviews with people who have been in town, and I've filmed those with three cameras, and that was a new experience for me because I only had one camera in December last year, and I'd had to get another one, at least sometimes get help and have another one, and sometimes, you know, buy new gear and lights and that sort of thing and test out how that format works. And I want to do more in-person interviews, but obviously being in Sydney makes it hard, but people do come to town. I'll be traveling soon, although I don't think I'll be interviewing people while there because it's a lot to do it all on your own. But you will meet Julia at some point during this, and Julia is producing the podcast with me, which is very exciting. So two episodes are in the can and I've got some more on the way. I think I'm not confirmed yet, but I think they're going to come out kind of organically. They're going to come out when they are done as opposed to every single week, because I want for you to enjoy quality, and I need for you to know that it's just me doing this and Julia. But, you know, in terms of production, it's not a big thing where interviews every week to the standard that I want is something that I can just do at the moment. So I would rather deliver you really exciting and engaging interviews, which I know are on the cards, and they will be coming soon. And thirdly, it's getting rebranded. I'm working with a gentleman named Johnny who reached out to me and is an incredible designer, and we've since the end of last year, we've been briefing, talking about drafting and prototyping and what have you. And we have finally landed on the brand, which you'll be excited to see. And I'll be excited to see because, again, all the branding that was done before was done by me. It was nice, but it was a bit crude. So this is going to be a step up, a level up in multiple ways, how it looks, multiple cameras in person when they are around and near me, new branding, all that. So there's a lot to look forward to, but I wanted to send this quick message because I am also conscious of the fact that you haven't heard from me at all. And I hope that you don't or haven't deleted this from your podcast carousels because I hopefully have earned your trust by now. But anyway, once the podcast comes back out, I'll delete this episode. But this is for the real, I was going to say the real ones, the ones that consistently have supported this podcast. I don't know how you're going to feedback on this, but I don't know. You can always DM me, but you don't need to. It's an update for you and for your ears. I'm excited for 2024 and what is to come with this podcast. But if you can allow me a little more patience, a little more time, and some of your patience. All the best, much love, and I will speak to you very soon. This episode was not brought to you by Turntable Lab. Bye-bye.